Welcome, everybody, to GRHS iRadio's live coverage of men's basketball from George Ranch High School. Coach Charlie Jones and the Longhorns are in year two of 23-6A varsity play and want to play deeper into the UIL playoffs and bring home a 6A men's basketball championship trophy to George Ranch High School this season. George Ranch High School men's basketball is proudly brought to you live on GRHS iRadio by our sponsors, the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhymes DDS, Gilman Honda Fort Bend, and Camp Logan Cement Works. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the GRHS iRadio broadcast team for tonight's Longhorns men's basketball game. We win at the Ranch.
Thank you, Michelle Fisher, and welcome in, everybody, to our live broadcast of George Ranch High School men's basketball for a Tuesday night from Longhorns Gym on the campus of George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. We're in our usual broadcast spot in the southwest corner of the main gym, and we're awaiting the tip-off between the visiting Bears from A-League Hastings High School and the homestanding Longhorns from George Ranch. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tirando, and it's always my pleasure to bring you George Ranch High School sports on GRHSI Radio. This is the first 23-6A game of the year for both clubs. And Hastings comes in here with a 12-8 non-district record. George Ranch enters district play with a 6-10 mark. There are two other games tonight, so we'll update you on those in just a minute. When we come back, we'll have our interview with Charlie Jones, introduce you to the starters in tonight's game. But for now, you're listening to live Longhorns basketball from George Ranch High School on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Back at George Ranch High School, awaiting the tip-off, Hastings Bears and the George Ranch High School Longhorns. As usual, we had a few minutes to sit down and talk to Charlie Jones.
Yeah. Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thank you, Brett Dolden. Back at George Ranch High School. Tip-off in 4 minutes and 7 seconds, says the scoreboard. It'll be the Hastings Bears and George Ranch Longhorns. Other games in 23-6A tonight. Brazoswood at A-Leaf Taylor. 12-5 Brazoswood. 11-5 A-Leaf Taylor. First district game for those guys. And then Pearland at A-Leaf Elsick. Pearland 7-7. Elsick 5-10 in non-district play. Those games tipping off at 7 o'clock as well. And, of course, the Bears are here to play George Ranch. Dawson High School drew that first week bye, and they'll be underway after the holidays for more 23-6A action. Actually, their first opportunity for district play. Here are the starting lineups tonight. First for A-Leaf Hastings. The Bears come in here at 12-8. Averaging just over 50 points a game. One starter, DeMichael Adams, 6'3 senior. Mason Etheridge, a 5'6 senior. Gideon Mercoro, a 6-foot senior. Demetrius Gray. And Terrell Roberts, a 6'6 senior. You heard Charlie Jones talk about these guys. They have a lot of experience, a lot of seniors. And 4 out of 5 are seniors in the starting lineup tonight for Darrell Collins. It'll be DeMichael Adams, Gideon Mercoro, Demetrius Gray, Terrell Roberts, and Mason Etheridge, the starting five for the Bears. Charlie Jones and his Longhorns come in at 6-10 in non-district play, averaging just over 48 points per game in those 16 non-district games. As he told you in the interview, he's starting 3 freshmen tonight. He's never done that. He said he's not sure anybody's ever done that, but he's going to do it tonight. He'll start Jaden Briscoe, a 5'9 freshman, Ori Limbrick, a 5'10 freshman, and Nixon Bess, a 6'4 freshman, and they'll play alongside junior Noah Thomason, he's 6'2, and senior 6'5 McKinley Harris. So the starting five for Charlie Jones: Jaden Briscoe, Ori Limbrick, Nixon Bess, Noah Thomason, and McKinley Harris. The starting five for George Ranch. Take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll have the national anthem and the opening tip from Longhorns Gym. You're listening to Live Men's Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell & Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell & Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell & Johnson Dentistry.
We're back at George Ranch waiting for the tip-off between the A-Leaf Hastings Bears and the George Ranch Longhorns. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. Let me give you the starting lineups again in case you missed those a few minutes ago. A-Leaf Hastings Bears and Daryl Collins' crew. They come in at 12-8. They will start DeMichael Adams, Mason Etheridge, Gideon McCoro, Demetrius Gray, and Terrell Roberts. George Ranch will put three freshmen in the tip-off circle. Jaden Briscoe, Ori Limbrick, Nixon Best, and alongside them, Noah Thomason and McKinley Harris will round out the starting five for George Ranch. Are tipping off right about now over at Hastings High School, and we asked that maybe somebody on Twitter could send us the scores, score rather by quarters, and we'll certainly pass that along to you. The Lady Longhorns playing the Lady Bears over at Hastings High School. George Ranch men will have a game on the 28th against St. Thomas Episcopal, and then they'll enjoy the winter holiday and come back and play on January 2nd right here at George Ranch, a district game against Pearland Dawson. Lady Longhorns have a game on Friday, starts at 4 o'clock right here at George Ranch against Dobie High School, and then one against Cy Fair on the 28th. That's at Cy Fair High School, and then they'll come back and go to Glenda Dawson High School on the second and play a district game. All right, ready to tip off here at George Ranch. In the tip-off circle for George Ranch is 23, McKinley Harris. He'll jump up against DeMichael Adams. 8 minutes on the clock, and we are ready to go. Ball controlled by the Hastings Bears. Out top to Terrell Roberts. Over to Demetrius Gray. And now to Mason Etheridge. Etheridge guarded out there by Jaden Briscoe. Ball down low, kind of fumbled a little bit. DeMichael Adams did that, and he's whistled for the first turnover of the ball game. Kind of shuffled his feet when he couldn't get the ball in his possession. It'll be inbounded now by the Longhorns, Nixon Bess. Bears in a press early on to Bess. He inbounds it to McKinley Harris, back to Bess. And now they got Ori Limbrick tied up, but the Longhorns break the press. And now Bess has a clear shot for the basket, and he lays it up and in. First 2 points of the game for Nixon Bess. And George Ranch is on the board first. Out top, Mason Etheridge on the far side. George Ranch moving left to right across your radio dial. That means that the Bears are right here in front of us in the southwest corner of the gym. Jump shot by Mason Etheridge finds the score at two. Noah Thomason breaks the press, goes in on the basket, lays it up and in. So two quick drives on the basket by the Longhorns, and they lead 4-2. Bears come in here at 12-8 in their non-district schedule. George Ranch at 6-10 before district play started tonight for all the teams. In 23-6A. Demetrius Gray is tied up. He gives it to Mason Etheridge, who tries to lay it up and in, and he's fouled by Jaden Briscoe. His first personal of the ball game for either team. And at the free throw line, Mason Etheridge. Etheridge averages 5.6 points a game. And he's got three already, the basket, and now the first free throw. Leading scorer on the team is DeMichael Adams, 9.8 points. And the second free throw by Etheridge is good, and we're tied again at four. Bears do not press this time. Down low to Nixon Bess, and he lays it up and in. Kind of a reverse layup for Bess. 6-4, George Ranch. Inbound to Mason Etheridge. A little bit of a press put on by the Longhorns. And a blocking foul whistled against number 15, Ori Limbrick. His first. Two personal fouls on the game. One by Jaden Briscoe, one by Ori Limbrick. In the corner to Gideon Mercoro. Puts up the jumper, no good. Rebound by Nixon Best. He gets it out to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick in the left corner to Jaden Briscoe. Briscoe out top to Noah Thomason. Thomason guarded out there by Mason Etheridge. Now to the right side. And this one's stolen away. First turnover by the Longhorns. Etheridge. Out top to Terrell Roberts. Roberts gets it inside. And a drive on the basket. And the lay-in is good by DeMichael Adams. And he's fouled. Foul by Ori Limbrick, his second. In comes Marvis Odaya. And Limbrick checks out for George Ranch. At the free throw line. Michael Adams, and he lays that one in. He's got 5 points. And the Bears lead 7-6. Bess has it out top. In the corner to Jaden Briscoe. Now to Marvis Odaya. No, check that. McKinley Harris. Harris with the long three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Gideon Mercoro. Mercoro in the left corner to Michael Adams. Adams drives the baseline. This one comes over this direction. And I can't make the play. Now I do. Poked out of bounds by the Longhorns. Bears will inbound under their own basket. Gideon Mercoro will do that. He's guarded here by Noah Thomason. Gets it in to Mason Etheridge. Etheridge with the jump shot. That's no good. It's an air ball. Taken down by McKinley Harris. Harris to Noah Thomason. He kind of pulls up on his dribble. That one is interrupted briefly. Now down low to Nixon Best. He can't lay it in. It was partially blocked and knocked out of bounds by the Bears. So George Ranch will get it underneath. They trail by one, 7-6, with 4:44 left in the first quarter. Noah Thomason with the inbound. In the corner to Marvis Odiah. Odiah out top to Briscoe. Over to the right side to Noah Thomason. Gets it down low to McKinley Harris. Harris has that one blocked. And let's see what the call is here. Wholesale changes now by Collins. Ball inbounded to Marvis Odiah. Three-pointer on its way. No good. It's an air ball. Tracked down by Stephen Kidd. Kidd to Khalil Weathersby. Weathersby over here in the corner to Peter McKee. And he can't keep a handle on it. And that one's out of bounds. Second turnover for the Bears. My scorebook says 9-6. Scoreboard says 7-6. We'll check that out here in a moment. Shot put up by Nixon Best. No good. Boards cleared by Terrell Roberts. He gets it ahead to Stephen King. Kidd drives on the basket. Has the ball taken away. Third turnover by the Bears. Marvis Odiah drives on the basket. That one rolls around the rim and comes out. He gets his own rebound. Now check that. McKinley Harris with the rebound, and he's fouled. Foul whistled against Stephen Kidd the second. That's his first at the free throw line. He is McKinley Harris. Harris averages 10.6 points a game. First free throw rattles in and comes out. That scoreboard is correct. My book was wrong. It's 7-6. Bears. Second free throw. Also no good. Off the iron. Rebounded by the Bears. Stephen Kidd the second. Will walk this one up. Noah Thomason picks him up as he gets into Longhorn territory here. Jump shot down low by Terrell Roberts. No good. Board cleared by McKinley Harris. Over to Noah Thomason. Thomason drives the right side of the basket. Puts up the shot, and it's good, and he's fouled. Andrew Bowman with the personal foul. McKinley Harris with the basket. It's 8-7, George Ranch, and Thomason at the free throw line for a shot. First shot is no good. And off the iron again, cleared by the Bears. Terrell Roberts hauled that one down. Over to Stephen Kidd. Kidd on the far side of the court, walks it up, picked up by Noah Thomason. Now Hugo Atufu is in the game. He checks on him. And a jump shot put up by Khalil Weathersby. No good. Rebound by Marvis Odiah. He drives the length of the court and lays it up and in. 10-7. George Ranch by three. 2:35 left in the first quarter. Good 23-6A basketball game, at least early on here. And a foul whistled now against Noah Thomason, his first. Oh, was a little fit to be tied on that one. In checks freshman Jaden Briscoe, freshman Nixon Best back in the lineup for George Ranch. It's Best, Briscoe, Hugo Atufu, Matthew Berger, and Marvis Odaya for George Ranch. Inbound. Comes into Stephen Kidd. Briscoe on him. Kidd drives the right side of the lane. Puts up an air ball. That one goes out of bounds off the Bears. Their fourth turnover of the game. George Ranch with one. Andrew Bowman couldn't control that one and went out of bounds. Inbound to Marvis Odaya. He drives down the left side. Puts up the left-handed running hook. And it's no good. And he's fouled. Foul, a blocking one by DeMichael Adams, his first. At the line, Marvis Odaya, leading scorer for George Ranch. He averages more than 18 points a game. He's got two already. Free throw is up and in. Marvis with 3 points. George Ranch leads by four, 11-7. Odaya will get a second free throw. Measures this one, puts it up and in. Marvis Odaya with 4 points. And the George Ranch lead is 5, 12-7. Again, Stephen Kidd walks this one up, picked up by Odaya after he crosses midcourt. Now to DeMichael Adams. Adams to Peter McKee. McKee will take it himself, shoves it into the corner to Bowman. Bowman wants to put one up. Good D by Hugo Atufu, and he can't do that. And the ball out to DeMichael Adams on the far wing. Out top to Stephen Kidd. Kidd puts the ball on his hip for a second, calls a play. Now gives it to DeMichael Adams. Adams, guarded by Nixon Best, drives on the basket, and it's good. Good layup by DeMichael Adams, 12-9, George Ranch. 1:25 left in the first quarter. Odaya to Matthew Berger. To Briscoe. Briscoe, a little running hook shot is good. Jaden Briscoe, first 2 points of the night. Lead back up to 5, 14-9. Out top, Stephen Kidd, guarded by Briscoe. Over on the far wing, through to Michael Adams. And a reach-in foul by Nixon Best, his first. All right, here comes McKinley Harris. Best will check out for a breather. We're inside a minute to play now. 56 seconds left in the first quarter. Longhorns by 5. And a holding foul whistled against Marvis Odaya, trying to keep his man in check before the Bears could inbound it. Now again, Peter McKee slaps the basketball, gets it in. Drive on the baseline by Stephen Kidd. Over here to Khalil Weathersby. Back to Stephen Kidd. Kidd being guarded by Briscoe. Briscoe on him. Doing a good job on top. And they don't advance the ball in the 5 seconds he needed to. That's another turnover for the Bears. They have 5. Longhorns just with 1. Good solid D by the freshman Jaden Briscoe, causing that turnover in the corner to Briscoe. Down low to Odaya. Turnaround jump shot by Marvis. And he's whistled for the offensive foul. Kind of threw his backside out before he did the turnaround jumper. And that's a foul on Marvis, his second. He leaves the game with 5 points. Matthew Berger is in. Hugo Atufu is in. Corey Limbrick back in. Briscoe's in. And McKinley Harris for George Grant. The inbound comes into Andrew Bowman. Bowman back to DeMichael Adams. Over to Mason Etheridge. Etheridge out top. Briscoe on him. Into the corner. Khalil Weathersby with the three-pointer. Weathersby's first points of the night. And a It's 14-12, George Ranch. Less than 10 seconds left in the first quarter. This one down low to Matthew Berger. Berger around the horn to McKinley Harris. Harris drives on the baseline, and he's fouled. Foul whistled against the Michael Adams, his second. Two shots for McKinley Harris. Harris with 2 points so far. He averages just more than 10. First free throw is no good. He's 0 for 3 early on at the free throw line. Longhorn leads, still 2, 14 to 12. Next free throw is good by Harris. And that's the end of the first quarter. George Ranch Longhorns 15 and the A-Leaf Hastings Bears 12. You're listening to live Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhyme's and his staff. Stuart Rhyme's, DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at rimesdds.com.
Back at George Ranch High School for quarter number two. Longhorns lead it by 3, 15-12. Inbound is to Mason Etheridge for the Bears. Jaden Briscoe on him. Briscoe did a great job the last time these guys made a trip down court. He forced a turnover on the Bears. This one is knocked out of bounds. Good play by McKinley Harris. Harris got his big wingspan up and knocked the ball out of bounds. And Recoro will inbound. He's now got the ball in the corner. Down low to Michael Adams. Adams drives the lane. No good. Shot put up by Terrell Roberts. And that one is blocked and knocked out of bounds by the Longhorns. Gideon Recoro will trigger this one in. Gets it in to Roberts. And an offensive foul whistled against the Michael Adams. And that's his third personal foul of the night. Adams is the leading scorer for the Bears by average, 9.8 points per game. He's got three personal fouls early here in the second quarter. Ball inbounded, taken away by the Bears. George Ranch lost it. Michael Adams puts it back up. And Longhorn leads down to one. Second turnover of the game for George Ranch. Corey Limbrick to Matthew Berger in the right corner. Berger tries to get it down low. It's mishandled by Hugo Atusu and out of bounds. So George Ranch with one turnover in the first quarter. Already have two here early on in the second quarter for three total. Five for the Bears. And the lead by George Ranch is still one. Long pass down court. Andrew Bowman puts it up. No good. Rebounded by George Ranch. McKinley Harris gets the board. Gets it ahead to Limbrick. Limbrick outside. And a jump shot put up by Atusu. No good. Back out to Frisco. His three-pointer is no good. Rebounded by Mason Etheridge. Etheridge down court to Demetrius Gray. He can't handle it. It goes out of bounds for the sixth turnover for the Bears. And George Ranch will inbound right here in front of us at George Ranch. Longhorns moving right to left across your radio dial now. Three-pointer put up by Briscoe. No good. Rebounded by Noah Thomason. Hugh McKinley-Harris. Back to Noah Thomason. He's out on the left wing. Now drives the basket. McKinley-Harris with the ball to Matthew Berger. Back out top to Thomason. Thomason with a backwards dribble to set things up. Matthew Berger. And Matthew traveled with the ball. He had an opening, a quick one, for a three-pointer. He shuffled his feet. And that's the fourth turnover for George Ranch. 6:02 left before halftime. Longhorn lead again. 1 point, 15-14. Longhorns outscored the Bears 15-12 in the first quarter. Bears scored here in the second quarter. And George Ranch gets to put one in. Now a jump shot is good by Gideon Mercoro. And one of the first times tonight the Bears have the lead, 16-15. On the left wing to Jaden Briscoe. Back out top to McKinley-Harris. To Matthew Berger on the far right side. That one is tipped away and stolen by Matthew Etheridge. And he lays it up and in. Mason Etheridge with the basket. And Charlie Jones wants a timeout. After the fifth turnover for George Ranch, the fourth in this quarter. We're listening to live Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools.
We're back at George Ranch. That was a short timeout. That was my bad. I played a commercial that was double the length of this timeout. Marvis Odiah in for George Ranch. He has a basketball. He's double teamed. Does get it across to Briscoe, and Briscoe throws it away. Fifth turnover for George Ranch in this quarter. Three-pointer on its way by Etheridge. No good. Rebound by Marvis Odiah. Odiah taking himself to the basket. Lays it up and in. Marvis Odiah with 6 points. And the Longhorns down by one now, 18-17. 4:49 left before halftime. Good coast-to-coast basket by Marvis Odiah. Out top to Stephen Kidd. Kidd over to Andrew Bowman. Bowman inside to Terrell Roberts. Roberts drives the lane, lays it up and in. Good work by Terrell Roberts. It's 20-17. Bears by three. George Ranch gets it across finally. Noah Thomason handling the basketball. Behind the back dribble. Thomason trying to get something going. And a reach-in foul by one of the Bears. It's Mason Etheridge with the personal. His first. Nixon Best checks in. Hugo Atufu is back out. Non-shooting foul. So Jaden Briscoe will trigger the inbound. Slaps the basketball, gets everybody moving. To Nixon Best in the right corner. Best working the baseline. Now up top is Noah Thomason. McKinley-Harris with the three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Stephen Kidd. Kidd in the corner to Khalil Weathersby. Out here to Peter McKee. Puts up the three-pointer. No good. McKee gets his own rebound. Now to Khalil Weathersby. Weathersby walks it on top to Terrell Roberts. In the far corner to Peter McKee. Puts up the jumper. No good. And that one is knocked out of bounds by the Longhorns. So the Bears will inbound under their own basket. Kingsley Ujioma will do that. Into Khalil Weathersby. Weathersby being guarded by Marvis Odiah. He gets it over to Andrew Bowman. Bowman puts up the jumper from the free throw line. No good. Another rebound by Marvis Odiah. Odiah feeds Noah Thomason. Can't make the layup stick. The rebound by Peter McKee. McKee over to Andrew Bowman. back to McKee. Jarvis Odiah on him. Our ball is lost momentarily. Terrell Roberts has it. Turnaround jump shot, no good. Boards cleared by Nixon Best. Over to Marvis Odiah with the left-handed layup. Odiah with 8 points. George Ranch within one again, 20-19. 2:50 left before halftime. Here in the corner is Peter McKee. A little mismatch here, but Jaden Briscoe does a good job. And now a turnover by the Bears. 7 for the Bears tonight. Noah Thomason at the far end. A little short jumper inside the lane. No good. Rebounded by Andrew Bowman. Gives it ahead to Stephen Kidd. Kidd to Terrell Roberts. Roberts turns around, faces the basket. Draws McKinley Harris out top for a moment. Now drives on the basket, and it's good. Terrell Roberts with 4 points. And the lead back up to 3, 22-19. Noah Thomason takes the inbound, goes all the way to the basket, puts it up, no good. Marvis Odiah puts it up twice. He can't get either to stick, but he's fouled. Stephen Kidd whistling for the personal foul at the free throw line. Marvis Odiah, he's got 8 points. And the first one is no good off the iron. 22-19, Bears by 3. Odiah at the free throw line. His second shot upcoming. This one is good. Different from the first. That drops in. Lead is down to 2, 22-20. Stephen Kidd with the ball. In the corner, the far corner to Weathersby. Puts up a three-pointer, no good. And a jump ball is called. Noah Thomason tied up Andrew Bowman. And the award goes to George Ranch. 8 turnover for the Bears. George Ranch with 6. Now make that 7 as they turn over in the inbound. Out top, Stephen Kidd. Drives on the basket, no good. Kicks it out to Khalil Weathersby. And this time the three-pointer is good. He's got 2 tonight. And it's 25-20. Biggest lead of the night for the Bears is 5. 120 left in the second quarter. Noah Thomason out top with the ball. Into McKinley Harris. Back to Thomason, who lays it up and in. Noah Thomason with 4 points. 25-22. Here comes Kidd with the ball. Has trouble a little bit handling it. Khalil Weathersby puts up another three-pointer from the corner. No good. No-look pass into Weathersby. And he can't handle it. And it's the 9th turnover of the game for the Bears. We're inside a minute to play now. 59 seconds to be exact. 25-22. Bears by 3. The inbound by Best to Noah Thomason. Thomason kind of walks this one up. No press by the Bears. They did that early on and kind of called it off now. McKinley Harris inside with the ball. Faces the basket. Tries to get it down to Nixon Best. And Best is fouled. Foul on Khalil Weathersby. His first. And George Ranch is in the bonus now. So Nixon Best at the free throw line. Best with 4 points on the night. He'll try to add to that. Checking in, Matthew Berger. Checking out, Marvis Odiah. First free throw on its way by Best. That one's no good. Off the iron, rebounded by the Bears. Rebound by Andrew Bowman. Gives it over to Stephen Kidd. 35 seconds left before halftime. Kidd way out with the ball, and McKinley Harris is on him as well, way out there and pushing him out. And we'll see if the Bears turn it over again for no advancement on the basket. George Ranch doing a good job on that. Nixon Best is checking Stephen Kidd. Now Ori Limbrick on Kidd. Five on the basket by Peter McKee, and he's fouled. 41, Nixon Best whistled for the foul, his second at the free throw line. Peter McKee, no points tonight for McKee. He averages almost three per game. First free throw on its way by McKee, no good. Hugo Atufu checks in. Nixon Best checks out. 4.8 seconds left before halftime. Bears by three. Peter McKee at the free throw line. Second one on its way. That's no good either. That's hard. Rebounded by the Bears. Jump shot put up by Mason Etheridge. That sticks in that corner between the rim and the backboard. And time expires in the second quarter. So at halftime, it is the A-Leaf Hastings Bears 25 and George Ranch 22. You're listening to Longhorns Basketball live on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Back at George Ranch High School, it's halftime. Hastings Bears 25, George Ranch 22. Good basketball game, the first district game for both teams, and actually for all the teams in 23-6A. Other games going on tonight, Brazoswood at A-Leaf Taylor. That was a 7 o'clock tip. Pearland at A-Leaf Elsick, also a 7 o'clock tip-off. And drawing the bye this week in the first week is Dawson High School. And so when district play resumes after the first of the year, Dawson will certainly be back on the schedule, back on the district schedule on January 2nd when play resumes. Here's the scoring so far. First for the Bears. Leading scorer is DeMichael Adams with 7. 6 each for Mason Etheridge and Khalil Weathersby. Weathersby drained 2 3-pointers in the first half. That's where he got his 6 points. 4 points by Terrell Roberts and a basket by Gideon Mercoro. That's the 25 points that the Bears have. They have 9 turnovers at halftime. 5 in the first quarter, 4 in the second. For George Ranch, leading scorer is Marvis Odiah, 9 points. 4 each for Noah Thomason and Nixon Bess, and 3 points by McKinley Harris, and a basket by Jaden Briscoe. That's the 22 points for George Ranch. Longhorns with 7 turnovers, but the odd thing about the 7 is they got 6 of them in the second quarter, a couple of them back-to-back, and things kind of fell apart for George Ranch on protecting the basketball. You know, 7 turnovers is not that much, but it is when you commit 6 in one quarter, having only committed 1 in the first quarter. Take a break here. When we come back, we'll talk more about these two teams. Longhorns are coming back out on the court, and we expect the Bears momentarily as well. You're listening to Live Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
And we'd like to welcome in one of our newest George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club sponsors to the broadcast. That's Gilman Honda of Fort Bend. The Gilman Auto Group is celebrating its 79th year of service to the Houston, Harris County, and Fort Bend communities. Gilman Honda of Fort Bend has hundreds of cars in their new and pre-owned inventory. Just come on out, find a vehicle that fits your needs. That's Gilman Honda of Fort Bend, 26029 Southwest Freeway down in Rosenberg. You can call Gilman Honda at 1-800-615-2726 or find them on the web at Gilman Honda FT Bend. That's Gilman Honda FT Bend. All right, both teams heading out on the court as we start the second half of play. The Bears lead by 3, 25-22. Bears will inbound on the far side. George Ranch will be moving left to right across your radio dial. Coming directly toward us, could be like north to south if you know where and how Longhorns Gym is situated here at George Ranch. Bears will inbound on the far side. Gideon Mercoro does that. He gets it into DeMichael Adams. Adams gives way to Mason Etheridge, and he walks the ball up court and promptly stolen away by George Ranch and laid up and in by McKinley Harris. 25-24, another turnover for the Bears. They have 10 on the night. Michael Adams pushed way outside by Ezekiel Wandy, who's in the ballgame for George Ranch. And the rebound and the putback by Terrell Roberts. 27-24. Wandy in the corner to Marvis Odaya. Odaya with the jump shot. That's good. That's a two-pointer from the corner. And the Longhorns again down by one, 27-26. Good shot by Marvis Odaya. He's got 11 points on the ball game. Over to Roberts. Roberts gets it down low to DeMichael Adams. Back to Etheridge. To DeMichael Adams. Adams guarded by Wandy. Now gets inside, lays it up and in to Michael Adams with 9 points. Good work under the basket by Adams. And the Bears lead by three, 29-26. In the corner here to Briscoe. And that one is too high and out of bounds. Eighth turnover by George Ranch. Getting a workout over here. That one came in and hit underneath our table. I was able to at least kick it back out on the court. I got one, I missed one, and was able to knock that one back out into the court. Terrell Roberts tries to get this one down low. It's kicked out of bounds by the Longhorns. Inbound by Gideon Mercora. 6:11 left in the third quarter. This one is into Demetrius Gray. Gray drives the lane and lays it up and in. Demetrius Gray, his first 2 points of the night. It's 31-26, back up to 5 points for the Bear lead. To McKinley Harris, down low to Noah Tonneson. His shot is partially blocked, gets his own rebound, puts up another one. No good, this one is knocked away. And the Bears have it. Mason Etheridge on the far side. Over to DeMichael Adams. He dribbles into the left corner. McKinley Harris on him. Back out top to Etheridge. To Terrell Roberts. To Adams. Adams out top to Demetrius Gray. And that one is stolen away by the Longhorns. 11 turnovers for the Bears. That one is thrown away by McKinley Harris. Harris won too many passes, and he threw it right into the hands of the Bears. 9 turnovers for George Ranch. Good opportunity for the Longhorns to chip away at that 5-point lead, and Harris threw it away. Jump shot up way, no good. Rebounded to Mason Etheridge. Back out top, and the 3-pointer is good by Terrell Roberts. And Charlie Jones wants a timeout. It's 34-26. The Bears by 8. This is a short timeout, so we'll take a short one with them. You're listening to Live Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Both squads back out on the court. 4:48 left in the third quarter. Longhorns down by 8. Biggest lead of the night now for the Bears. This one is inbounded to Marvis Odaya. A little bit of a press put on by the Bears. Thomason over to Odaya. And now to Briscoe. Briscoe down low to Nixon Fest. Out top to Odaya. Three-pointer on its way. No good. Off the back iron. Rebounded by Gideon Mercora. Mercora goes the length of the court. And he can't lay that one up and in, but he's fouled. Foul whistled against Jaden Briscoe, the freshman. That's his second. Mercora with 2 points on the night. He averages a little over 7 per game. First free throw is good by Gideon. 35-26, lead is 9. Second free throw on its way. That one was in and came back out. Good rebound by Nixon Best. Noah Thomason across the timeline. Tries to get it in the corner to Marvin Sodiah. It's knocked out of bounds. George Ranch will inbound on the far side of the near court. Nixon Best will do that. Good look at the inbound. Now he gets it into Odiah out top to Noah Thomason. On the left wing. Thomason to Odiah. Three-pointer is good. Marvis Odiah with 14 points. He nails a three-pointer. And the lead cut down to 6. Mason Etheridge takes Noah Thomason to the right side. Now out top to DeMichael Adams. Adams over to Gideon Mercoro. Mercoro gets it down low to DeMichael Adams. And he lays it up and in. 11 points for Adams. 37-29, 8-point lead for the Bears. Over here to Riska. The three-pointer is no good. Rebound cleared by Terrell Roberts. Roberts on the right side of Mason Etheridge. Etheridge to Roberts out top. Now down low again to DeMichael Adams. This one is no good. And he's fouled by Noah Thomason, his second. At the free throw line, DeMichael Adams. He's got 11 points tonight. 7 through halftime, 4 here in the third quarter. First one is good by Adams. Briscoe checks out. Matthew Berger is in. And now Hugo Itufu checks out. Second free throw is good by Adams. It's 39-29. 10-point lead for the Bears. Little by little, that deficit creeps up on the Longhorns. Now to McKinley Harris. He drives on the basket. Can't get the little layup to fall. But there's a foul. Foul whistled against McKinley Harris, his first, on the rebound of his errant shot. And the Bears with the basketball on the far end. Out top, Mason Etheridge. Etheridge to the right side, out top. To Andrew Bowman. Bowman with the jump shot. That's good. His first 2 points of the night. It's 41-29. Marvis Odiah drives the lane. Puts this one up. And a blocking foul. Whistled. Let's see when everybody clears out. Whistled against Mason Etheridge. His second. Marvis at the free throw line. Shooting 2. First one, no good. Odiah averages just over 18 points a game. Has 14 so far in this one with 2:36 left in the third quarter. Puts an eye on the basket. Sends this one towards it, and it's good. And on the inbound, Marvis with the personal foul, his third. Inbound now, Terrell Roberts. McKinley Harris loosely on the man triggering the inbound. He gets it in. Stephen Kidd is guarded now by Marvis Odiah. Kidd breaks Odiah's defense and gets it over to Andrew Bowman. Bowman still looking for somebody to pass to. Gets Mercoro, and Mercoro puts up a jump shot, and that's good. 13-point lead, biggest of the night now for the Bears. We've been saying that a lot here. as they are piling on little by little on the Longhorns. Out top, Noah Thomason into Harris. Harris down low to Noah Thomason, who lays it up and in. Good eye by McKinley Harris. Good shot by Noah Thomason. Well, Roberts driving on the far side, crowded too much by McKinley Harris. His second personal foul. 1:40 left in the third quarter. 43-32, Bears by 11. Peter McKee on the far side, on the far end of the court here at George Ranch. He gets the inbound. Gets it in to Stephen Kidd. Kidd being guarded by Matthew Berger. He drifts over to the left side. Berger follows him. Now to the right side. Berger still on him. Pass now to Terrell Roberts. Roberts guarded by Harris. Harris forces him outside at the top of the key. Now pass over to Stephen Kidd on the right side. Berger still on him. Fights through a pick to Peter McKee. McKee in the corner to Khalil Weathersby. That's his spot for three-pointers. Now Weathersby dribbles all the way out top near the key. Gives it to Terrell Roberts. Roberts drives it in, and the pass is stolen away, or the shot attempt is stolen away. 12 turnovers by the Bears. Drive on the basket by Thomason, and he's fouled. Foul whistled against Andrew Bowman, his second. Noah Thomason, 6'2 junior at the free throw line. He's a 60% free throw shooter, 15 for 25. First one off the front of the rim. Michael Adams checks back in. Terrell Roberts checks out. Thomason with 6 points on the night. Bears by 11. Next free throw is good. Bears by 10. Stephen Kidd to DeMichael Adams around the horn to Peter McKee. McKee has that one stolen away by Matthew Berger. Good hands by Berger over to Noah Thomason. Thomason has that one stolen away, but it's kicked by the Bears. So no turnover for George Ranch. They'll still retain the basketball. Bears never really had it. I said it was stolen away, but not really. Thomason takes the pass from Matthew Berger and walks it across. 18 seconds left in the third quarter. George Ranch down by 10. Thomason way out top, guarded by Stephen Kidd. Gets it into Harris. Harris faces the basket, now gives it to Marvis Odiah. He's pushed outside. Odiah, little jump shot from the free throw line, no good. Off the back iron, and that's the third quarter. It's the Bears, 43, and George Ranch, 33. You're listening to live Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunting Group. Call the Hunting Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntinggroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Back at George Ranch, awaiting quarter number four. Bears lead it by 10, 43-33. Last 8 minutes of play coming up. And we'll kind of bring you up to date on the scoring when we have a chance. George Ranch inbounds the basketball over to Matthew Berger. Berger back to Noah Thomason cross court. Thomason holds that, gets a pick by Nixon Best. Puts up the jumper, no good. And a foul inside by McKinley Harris, his third, going for the rebound and a put back. Glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio, live men's basketball from George Ranch. The Lady Longhorns are over at Hastings High School. Haven't really gotten a score yet. Maybe I have one here. Let's see. They are playing the Lady Bears over at Hastings while the men are here. In the corner. Now to Khalil Weathersby. Bowman back to Weathersby. They're in no hurry, are the Bears, to trigger this one. And he throws it away. And a lay-in by Marvis Odaya. Good coast-to-coast there after the steal by Odaya. And the lead is down to 8. And a timeout is called. And our buddy Reggie Dunn did give us a score at the half. George Ranch leads 33-25. That's Lady Longhorns basketball over at Hastings High School. Longhorns 33, Lady Bears 25 at halftime. Thank you, Reggie Dunn. And we'll look for that along the way and bring you up to date on girls basketball as they play their third district game of the year. All right, timeout over. And the inbound by the Bears. Terrell Roberts. Back to Andrew Bowman. Check that. That's Mason Etheridge being guarded by Noah Thomason. On the right side. Kicks it out to DeMichael Adams. Adams drifts towards the right side. Now over to Mason Etheridge. Matthew Berger on him to the top of the key. Demetrius Gray. Ezekiel Wandy on him. And the Bears throw it out of bounds. That's their 15th turnover. So they're having a kind of a bad fourth quarter. They had 4 in the third quarter and a couple here already in the fourth. George Ranch with 9 turnovers. Noah Thomason on the left side. Gets it down low to Wandy. Wandy over to Matthew Berger. Ball stolen away. Turnover number 10 for George Ranch. 5:57 left in the ball game. Bears by 8. Out top to Terrell Roberts. Now down low to Demetrius Gray, who lays it up and in. Gray's got 4 points. And the lead is back up to 10, 45-35. And we had to see how this one was going to get sorted out. Finally, the foul whistled against Ezekiel Wandy, his first. Kind of diving for a loose ball and collided with one of the Bears players. Going to the far end for the bonus shot to Michael Adams at the free throw line. 13 points for Adams. Matthew Berger checks out. Back in the ball game, Jaden Briscoe. It's Odaya, Briscoe, Noah Thomason, Nixon Bess, and McKinley Harris in for George Ranch. First free throw is good by Adams. He's got 14 points. Lead is now 11. Let's Second free throw on its way by Adams. That's good as well. He's got 15, and the lead is 12. Marvis Odaya across center court to Noah Thomason. Thomason works behind the pick of Nixon Best. Now at the free throw line, gives it to McKinley Harris. Harris puts up the jumper, a little bit short off the front iron. Rebounded by Terrell Roberts. Roberts gives it to Mason Etheridge. Back to Roberts in the corner. And the jump shot put up by McCoro. And McCoro has it knocked out of bounds. McCoro will inbound under the Bears basket. Into Mason Etheridge. Puts up a three-pointer. No good. Sky rebound by McKinley Harris. Harris tries to drive inside the lane. Loses control of the basketball. There's a tie-up in the lane. And we'll see who the award goes to. And it goes to the Bears. Turnover number 11 for George Ranch. Harris was driving strong down the lane. Lost control of the ball. And when he did, he was tied up momentarily, just long enough for the jump ball to be called and the award to the Bears. Inbound to Etheridge. Etheridge to Terrell Roberts. Back to Etheridge on the right side. Out comes Thomason to check on the ball, and Etheridge to DeMichael Adams. He drives in. No good. Rebounded. And the putback is also no good by Stephen Kidd. And a foul. McKinley Harris with his fourth personal foul on the night. And again at the free throw line is DeMichael Adams. He's a 54% free throw shooter, 37 of 68 on the year. Puts this one in. Certainly doing better than his average tonight. 3-5-6 for 6 for Adams. Free throw number 7 on its way, and that one's good. He's perfect from the free throw line tonight. The lead is 14, 49, 35. George Rent and Thomason on the drive. He has this one knocked away and a foul. Foul on Mason Etheridge, his third. Noah Thomason at the free throw line. 7 points through three quarters for Noah. First one is too hard off the back iron. Best goes down court, and so does Marvis Odaya. Next free throw on its way, and that one is good. Kind of settles in the basket for Thomason. 13-point lead for the Bears. Behind the back dribble by Roberts. Gets it over to the timeline. To DeMichael Adams. On the far side to Mason Etheridge. Noah Thomason on him. To Terrell Roberts. Roberts sees somebody down low, but throws it out of bounds. He had Gideon Mercoro streaking towards the basket, but that pass was a little wide. This one grabbed by McKinley Harris right in front of us here at George Ranch to Briscoe. Jump shot is good. Jaden Briscoe with 4 points. And the lead is down to 11. George Ranch putting on the press, having some effect now, but broken by Mason Etheridge. Longhorns did a good job, at least for a few seconds, in keeping the ball down here. Marvis Odaya on Etheridge. Now to Gideon Mercoro. Mercoro in the lane. Puts up a jumper. No good. Rebound by Nixon Best. Good rebound by the freshman. Noah Thomason behind the back dribble to Briscoe. Briscoe again drives the lane. Puts on a soft little floater. That's no good. Rebounded by Demetrius Gray. Gray, coast to coast, puts up the layup. No good. Rebound and can't control by McKinley Harrison. It's knocked out of bounds. And the Bears will inbound under their own basket. 3 minutes left in the ball game. Longhorns down by 11. Mason Etheridge to DeMichael Adams. Adams being guarded by the top of the key by Nixon Betts. And a foul whistled against Noah Thomason for a reach-in, his third. Now at the free throw line, Mason Etheridge. 6 points through three quarters for Etheridge. He averages 5.6 a game, so he's slightly over his average. And now even more with the first free throw. 50-38, Bears by 12. Second free throw on its way, and that's good as well. 8 points for Mason Etheridge, and a lead 13. Noah Thomason in the lane, kicks it out to Jaden Briscoe. Puts on a decent move, but then decides to dribble out top. And has this one stolen away. 12 turnovers for George Ranch. And a foul whistled at the far end against Jaden Briscoe. Briscoe had that one taken away by Gideon Mercoro. And so he's a little handsy down at the far end and committed the personal foul, number 3. First free throw by Mercoro is good. He's got 6 points. Next one on its way, and that one is good as well. We'll have to check our book on the fly here, but the Bears haven't missed too many free throws once they're put at the line. Jump shot by Noah Thomason. That's no good. Foul whistled against Demetrius Gray, his first. Let me see. The Bears have missed 3 free throws out of about 15. So they're doing pretty good at the line. Noah Thomason, first one is good. Ori Limbrick checks in. Jaden Briscoe has a seat on the Longhorns bench. This one is good as well by Thomason. The lead down to 13, 53-40. Inbound, Mason Etheridge on the far side. He's double-teamed. Gets a pass over to DeMichael Adams. Adams over to Terrell Roberts. Roberts guarded by Nixon Best. To the right side to Etheridge. Etheridge finds Gideon Mercoro down low. Mercoro can't make the layup. And Marvis Odiah has the ball. Odiah drives down the lane. Little scoop layup is no good. Rebound by DeMichael Adams. Adams down court. And Demetrius Gray lays it up and in. Gray with 6 points. And the lead is 15, 55-40. 1:29 left. McKinley Harris can't get this layup to drop. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by the Bears. George Ranch will inbound. Ori Limbrick will do that. 1:24 left in the game. Longhorns down by 15. Noah Thomason drives the baseline, has that one slapped out of bounds. Good drive on the baseline. And a good set of hands by Demetrius Gray. He knocked that one out of bounds. Limbrick to Marvis Odiah. Three-pointer on its way is good. Odiah with the three-pointer. He's got 20. Lead is 12. George Ranch almost knocked that away. Good hands by McKinley Harris. He stretched out that 6'5 frame and knocked that out of bounds. This one, again, will be inbound by Terrell Roberts. He's 6'6. He's a senior. And Charlie Jones wants a timeout. 1:05 left in the ball game. Jones is calling all of his players off the bench. Everybody's got to hear what he has to say. It's a short timeout for George Ranch. 18, 20 points by Odiah. 4 by Jaden Briscoe, 10 by Noah Thomason, 5 by McKinley Harris, and 4 by Nixon Best. That's the 43 points for George Ranch. 17 by DeMichael Adams, 8 for Mason Etheridge, 7 for Gideon Mercoro, 6 by Khalil Weathersby, 6 by Demetrius Gray, 2 by Andrew Bowman, 9 by Terrell Roberts. Makes up the 55 that the Bears have and the 12-point deficit over George Ranch. This one down court to Demetrius Gray, and he slams that one home. Nobody home for George Ranch down there, and the lead is 14. Noah Thomason drives a baseline, loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds, and another turnover for George Ranch. That's 13 for the Longhorns, 16 for the Bears. A lot of changes now for Darryl Collins and the Alief Hastings Bears. Etheridge gets the ball in to Stephen Kidd. Back to Etheridge. Nobody guarding him. He gets a ball across midcourt with ease. Now kind of dribbling around in a circle. Less than 40 seconds left in the ball game. Way out top to Stephen Kidd in the corner. Now down low to Andrew Bowman, who's back in the game. Drive on the basket and a lay-in by Khalil Weathersby. He's got 8. Now to McKinley Harris. Harris with the lay-in for George Ranch. Harris with 7 points. 59-45. And Harris commits the intentional foul, sending Mason Etheridge to the line. 11.7 seconds left in the first 23-6A game of the year. Other teams playing tonight. Mason Etheridge drops that one in. He's got 9 points. 60-45. And the next one is off. Bears by 15. Drive on the basket by Noah Thomason is good. And the Bears are content to just dribble this one out. Final score here at George Ranch. Alief Hastings Bears 60. George Ranch 47. We'll be back to wrap this one up. Maybe an interview with Charlie Jones. You're listening to live George Ranch Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell and Johnson Dentistry. Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. CampLoganCementWorks.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Charlie Jones is here. We're back at George Ranch High School, 60-47, Bears by 13, kind of going away, but George Ranch put up a good first half on the Bears.
Yeah, we fought hard the first half. We fought hard the first half. Third quarter came out and got us. We came out pretty slow and looked like we were ready for the Christmas break. And it's when the second half started. So,
yeah, in the second quarter, you had a whole spate of turnovers, kind of consecutive turnovers, which kind of put the Longhorns on their heels for a little bit. Some of the shooters for A-Leaf Hastings kind of came out of their shell and started putting them in, especially DeMichael Adams.
Yeah, we kind of beat ourselves a little bit on some of them those plays. They weren't really pressuring us. We kind of just gave it away. Just being a little sloppy, you know, and we're still trying to find ourselves, I guess. It's late in the season, but we still got a lot of time left to fix the kinks.
You got 4 points from Nixon Best, one of your freshmen. You got four from Jaden Briscoe, and a lot of good D by Briscoe, and a lot of good boards by Best.
Yeah, the young kids are playing hard. They're coming out there and doing what you expect them to do. It's tough to expect so much from freshmen, but that was just the hand we were dealt this year, so we're trying to keep getting better every day, and we're going to come in tomorrow and keep working and practice two more days and go out on Christmas break.
Now, you have a non-district game before the first of the
year? That game's actually canceled because it was with the private school, and they're going out of town.
Okay.
The kids are going out
All
of
right.
town, so we're not playing again until Dawson, next district game.
January 2nd.
We have a lot of time to get healthy. We have some kids coming back to play for the first time in that game, and we're going to keep trying to get better and keep working, making this push.
Yeah, when we came out the first time, we talked about some of the injuries you had. You're expecting Darius Russo back. You're expecting Taylor back.
We should get Chris Johnson back his first game of the year. So he's excited to play. He hasn't played all year. He's our captain. So we've been missing him this year. But
Big Ben Taylor's out for the year.
He's out for the year, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Chris Johnson is the one I was referring to after the first of the year. So, what did you see that you liked the most? What did you see that you need a lot of work on?
I think our defense, again, was pretty good. We gave up points on turnovers, and that hurt us. We always said if we can score 55 points, we can win, and we held them to around the 55-point mark. But we got to make free throws. We've missed those. We've been making them this year, surprisingly, but we struggle with them tonight. We got to make free throws, and we just got to keep staying together and keep fighting and come together as a team.
All right, well, happy holidays to you and your family. We'll see you guys after the first of the year.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. That's Charlie Jones. Final score again here, A-Leaf Hastings Bears 60 and George Ranch Longhorns 47 from George Ranch. Glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio. Our next broadcast will be that January 2nd ball game here at George Ranch. Happy holidays to all of you out there, and we'll be on the air with George Ranch basketball after the first of the year. So long, everybody.